Hello, welcome to Talking Rubbish, a weekly podcast delving deep into the world of recycling and discussing the truth behind snappy headlines and one-sided stories. In this episode, we will discuss the waste generated on aeroplanes and who actually owns it. Are balloons rubbish or not? And I have a question about why NGOs don't like recycling. I'm James Piper, author of The Rubbish Book, and I'm joined by Robbie Staniforth, my far from rubbish friend. Good morning, Robbie.
Hey, James.
It's good morning for me. It's good afternoon for you this week.
Good afternoon. Yeah, it's after three. It's definitely afternoon.
Because I'm in Boston. Yeah, we're going to do some podcasting next week, aren't we, to the Sustainable Packaging Coalition event, which is over in Boston, which we're super excited about. And I thought I'd come out a bit early to have a bit of a holiday. And you're coming out tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, can't wait. Flying out tomorrow. And I'm going to stay a little bit late. I don't want the binfluencers to think, how come James gets a holiday but Robbie doesn't? Well, mine's going to take place afterwards.
And Robbie, it's finally happened. Now, this thing that has happened, I didn't think would ever happen to us. They talk about it on The Rest Is Politics occasionally. They say this happens to them. But I didn't think we'd ever get it. Someone came up to me whilst listening to an episode. How cool is that?
That is very cool.
And then asked for a selfie so that their wife would believe that they'd met me, which was just so weird.
That's
we're
amazing.
Little niche waste management people. It's ridiculous. But it's so nice that people are enjoying listening, and so nice that people come up and tell us. We love that. That is an absolute dream when we started this podcast. In terms of my talking rubbish bucket list, my unofficial talking rubbish bucket list, we've ticked off quite a few things. We've had... what have we talked about before? Someone recognizing us for our voices. We've had that.
Oh, yes. Definitely had that.
A live event. We've done three of those now. And we've got another five booked in, including next week. We had a random mention on Reddit when someone was asking for some podcast recommendations. That was up there on my bucket list. And with a person now coming up to us whilst listening to the podcast, we're almost there. I think the only thing I'm missing is someone doing that, but in another country.
Okay, recognizing our podcast from another country. Okay, so we got to look out for that. Maybe in Boston, we got a chance, have we?
I don't think Boston's going to count because people know we're there to do the podcast. It has to be like random. Completely.
Okay, fine. Maybe when I spend a weekend in New York, if someone comes up to me there and says it. Don't think it's going to happen, but that would count.
Trash talk. As I said, I'm recording this from Boston, and Robbie, you're on your way to Boston tomorrow. And it was as I was coming over to Boston, I thought, what could we do our trash talk about? And I realised I was sat on an aeroplane, and there would be loads of things we could talk about.
Oh gosh, loads of single-use items in there that end up being waste. So perfect. Lots of trash on that airplane.
Yes. And